This is Al Simpson. Face-off listener Andrew Bridgman of Pinehurst, North Carolina, wrote to WIOZ asking, why doesn't Congress do something about unlimited deposit insurance? Why, indeed? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. In 90, Bush sent Congress a serious plan to modernize banking. This plan would have closed the loophole of allowing individuals unlimited deposit insurance by splitting up huge investments into unlimited accounts at a single bank. The Bush plan restricted each investor to $100,000 per bank rather than $100,000 per account. Exposing government to unlimited liability sounds an awful lot like the old SNL fiasco, huh? Ted, being at the beck and call of these moneyed special interest groups, you Dems stripped away all the pro-competitive, anti-needless regulation provisions, making limits on deposit insurance out of the question. For those gentle Americans who think that the Democrats in Congress are really serious about banking reform, my advice is don't bank on it.
Big deal, Al. The Bush administration wanted to limit depositors to $100,000 a bank instead of $100,000 for each account. Depositors could evade that restriction in a New York minute. They'd just set up single accounts in multiple banks. Some experts felt that reducing the ceiling could even lead to greater instability in the banking system, since investors whose accounts were not fully insured would be more likely to cause a run on their bank whenever it seemed shaky. The seeds of the SNL crisis were planted when the Reagan administration went overboard with deregulation. They loosened the rules too much. Financial institutions offered excessive interest rates to attract depositors. They used the funds for reckless speculation in real estate and other ventures, knowing that if the bank failed, deposits were insured. Lax regulation caused the crisis, Al, not the deposit ceiling. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. There's nothing secondhand about the lethal health consequences of secondhand smoke. A new report says it's far more deadly than anyone knew. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the outgoing Bush administration experts at the Environmental and Protection Agency did the nation's public health a major favor the other day. They released an important and far-reaching report detailing the serious health dangers of secondhand smoke. According to the report, secondhand smoke causes 3,000 lung cancer deaths a year in non-smokers. It's a serious problem in the home. Parents who smoke increase the risk of asthma in their children and make asthma attacks more frequent. It's also a serious problem in the workplace. OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, is the federal agency with jurisdiction to act on the EPA report. Tell OSHA to shape up, Al. No worker should be forced to breathe another worker's smoke.
Ted, the need for OSHA to shape up is the true understatement of the century. That agency, packed with some bored bureaucrats, is just itching to add to their ridiculous list of hazardous chemicals, a list that has now included such things as even sand and sawdust. No joke. You're absolutely right on, Ted. No worker should ever be forced to inhale another worker's smoke, and thanks to state and local laws that prohibit smoking in public places, fewer workers are now exposed to such an offense. Fact is, now every state in the U.S. has some kind of law that prohibits smoking. Now, Ted, I've sat close and seen you puff away on that putrid vegetation of an old cigar of yours in public places, a first-hand look at second-hand smoke. Fess up, pal. Would you rather I ask you sweetly to snuff it out, or to have some government agent clamp the cuffs on you and slap you with a fine of up to $5,000? Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. The press played one big-time role in getting Bill Clinton elected, but now it looks like they want to bury him alive. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the recent beating up of Bill Clinton in the press really makes a guy wonder if these media sharks have some vested interest in wounding all presidents. It's no secret that bad and nasty news sells, but it's sure no secret that we have some big, big problems that must be fixed. Ted, the same babbling TV talking heads who sang Bill Clinton's praises to the skies during the campaign are now saying that he's, quote, incredibly inept and he has the, quote, common sense of a gnat. That petty portrait is wholly unfair and serves no purpose other than to raise their egos and pad the pockets of newspapers and broadcasters. Ted, at a time when Republicans and Democrats are trying to pull together, we sure don't need reporters going nuts trying to make more room on their mantle for a bust of another political casualty. Enough is enough.
Al, freedom of the press is not a very satisfactory idea, but it's better than the alternatives. As Thomas Jefferson said, if he had to choose between government without newspapers or newspapers without government, he'd choose newspapers without government. After your many run-ins with the press, Al, you probably come out the other way. But Bill Clinton wouldn't, and neither would the vast majority of public figures. As Harry Truman said, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. A major reason for the intense media coverage of President Clinton in recent weeks is the sense that far-reaching changes are on the horizon. Compared to the Reagan and Bush years, the Clinton administration brings a much more activist approach to government, and the press is examining every nuance with a microscope. That's not bad, Al. Bill Clinton proved in the campaign that he can stand the heat. You may be perspiring, Al, but he probably doesn't even think it's warm yet. Al Simpson and I would like to face off on topics our listeners suggest. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The Republican Party has elected a new chairman and confessed the error of its ways in 1992. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you Republican elephants herded together in a big gathering last month. The purpose was to elect a new party chairman and start thinking about the future. But that proved easier said than done, Al. Elephants don't forget. Attention was riveted on the past and the painful postmortems on what went so badly wrong in 1992. Your ex-party chairman, Rich Bond, delivered a passionate plea to dump the party's anti-abortion litmus test. He called on mainstream Republicans to break the grip of the zealots who drove your party into the right-wing ditch at the Republican convention last summer in Houston in front of a national TV audience. What your new party chairman needs most is a good broom and a large bucket. As they say in the circus, Al, it's a big job cleaning up after a big elephant.
Ted, only you Dems would know what they say and do in the circus. The Democrat clowns who managed to drive Congress into the left barrel pit of mismanagement and waste know better than anyone what goes on in the big tent. For a donkey, you're singing hee-haw on a smug note. Ted, Republicans on both sides of the abortion debate were allowed to speak at our convention, but the old Democrat convention was a different matter indeed. When Pennsylvania Governor Bob Casey asked earnestly if he could speak on behalf of pro-life Democrats, he was scorned and scoffed at and told to catch the first bus back to Harrisburg. Ted, Republicans have never had some litmus test on abortion, half of all Republicans being pro-choice, half being pro-life. That would surely be impossible. Really, Ted, if you Dems think that discrimination against minority views is the best policy for your party, then do keep up the good work. Ted Kennedy and I would like to face off on a topic that intrigues you. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. Repealing the absurd luxury tax on boats is a top priority of this new Congress. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Senators Chafee and Breaux have introduced a bipartisan bill to torpedo that goofy boat tax once and for all. Republicans and some sensible Democrats know that rich people don't build boats. Working men and women build boats. And after you bleeding-heart liberals told them to sink or swim in 90, they sank. Instead of buying boats made in, say, Massachusetts, Americans bought used boats or did their shopping in the Bahamas, where that government cleverly lowered their boat taxes at the same time we let you zany liberals force that crushing boat tax right down our gullets. Frankly, Ted, I'm pretty puzzled. When you combine Massachusetts' historic marine industry with the fact that the revenue goals for your beloved boat tax have fallen dismally short, how do you continue to justify your fatal attraction to this tax? I hunch you're really just sticking with what you always do best. Tax ahoy.
As usual, Al, you're popping off without checking the facts. I voted to repeal that tax. You can look it up. Frankly, I wish you'd side with the workers more often, Al, not just when the recession in yacht sales pinches your fat cat Republican friends. The boat building industry made a reasonable case that the tax backfired and caused jobs. The tax took effect just as the economy was sliding into recession. That made the job loss worse. The recession and the tax became a double whammy for the industry. Now, with the White House under new management, we'll have a better policy on jobs. That means a fairer tax policy, too, fairer for all Americans, not just tax breaks for the wealthiest individuals and corporations. The days of trickle-down economics are over, Al. If we're serious about reducing the deficit, everyone has to pay for their fair share. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. To reduce federal spending fairly, we need to cut special tax subsidies for the rich. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you right-wingers talk about cutting spending, but you never touch the billions of dollars in special tax benefits for the wealthy. The tax code is chock-full of nutty special interest provisions that bestow juicy tax breaks on the well-off. Federal spending usually helps the needy, but tax giveaways are welfare in reverse. The biggest benefits go to the wealthy. For example, the mortgage interest deduction is popular with the homeowners, but 40% of the benefit, $16 billion a year, goes to individuals earning over $100,000 a year. Only people in their far-right mind, not their right mind, can justify a housing subsidy like that. Deficit reduction has to crack down on tax subsidies, Al. No more free ride for all those fat tax benefits you Republicans love to lavish on your fat cat friends.
Fess up, pal. Sticking it to the rich is the eternal smokescreen for your favorite pastime of taxing all Americans. After 31 years in the Senate, you know how it works. You Democrats passed all the bills that did the damage. We can never even begin to pay for your beloved liberal welfare state. Get real. Ted, I really can't think of a better way to destroy the American dream than taking away the homeowner tax exemption. The very last thing a struggling first-time homebuyer making between $20,000 and $40,000 a year needs is to have Ted Kennedy calling the rich and demanding that they pay their fair share. Egad. Ted, even Bill Clinton and some sensible Democrats want to cut the capital gains tax, but radical liberals like you always need some reason to demagogue. Ted, tax-crazy liberals like you must really love poor people, for you've created so many of them. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Ted Kennedy. Universal childhood immunization is finally getting the high priority it deserves in public health policy. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the nation's sorry record on childhood immunization is one of the most disgraceful parts of the country's worsening healthcare crisis. Drug companies are pricing vaccines out of sight. Today, only half of preschool children in the nation get the immunizations they need. In low-income neighborhoods, the number is even smaller. Every dollar spent on immunizing a child saves $10 in later medical expenses. For deadly diseases like mumps, measles, and German measles, the savings are 14 to 1. These are preventable diseases, Al. No child should suffer from them. Greater federal leadership is long overdue. The Reagan and Bush administrations thumbed their nose at a 1986 law requiring a comprehensive strategy to immunize all children. The Clinton administration's action plan makes sense, Al. Don't stand in the way.
Me stand in the way? What we should do is study how you've been standing in the way of the FDA drug approval process, and then do the opposite of what you say. Ted, you have single-handedly built up a horrendous bureaucracy that keeps life-saving drugs from helping the lives of both children and adults. Ted, instead of always pointing your chubby finger at Republicans, try now looking through the Senate phone book for the number of the chairman of the Senate committee handling the issue. The name of that senator is one Ted Kennedy. Yes, pal, it is you and your committee that authorizes all the funding for childhood immunization. I hate to embarrass you, Ted, but it looks like Bill Clinton caught you sleeping again on the job, and when it comes to this critical matter of childhood immunizations, Rip Van Kennedy strikes again. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. With Americans' confidence in their federal institutions scaled at an all-time low, we have to begin reinventing government. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, with big government, reg-crazy liberal Democrats like you ruling the Congress for nearly four decades now, it is surely no wonder that Americans see their government as an engorged monster of inefficiency, wasting 48 cents of every dollar it spends. Ted, Senator Roth has given Clinton a chance to make good on his pledge to reinvent government by putting in a bill to cut red tape and focus attention on customer satisfaction, a real-life pro-taxpayer plan that sort of runs against your grain, eh, pal? There's no better way for taxpayers to try to get more bang for their bucks and for Democrats to finally put their bucks where their mouths are. Ted, if you won't help us rebuild the confidence of American people in their government, then hopefully they will have the confidence to give you the old boot in 94. Out the door in 94.
Brave talk, Al, coming from someone whose party got the boot in 92. It's the old discredited Republican trick. When you're being run out of town, get out in front and make it look like a parade. Your idea of reinventing government was to shut it down, turn the country over to private business, grant tax breaks to the wealthy, and impose higher taxes on everyone else. You even wanted to privatize Social Security, abandon the public schools, ignore the proliferation of handguns, forget about the millions of families without health insurance, and let them eat cake. About all you wanted government to do was invade people's privacy and stop women from choosing to have abortions. The American people had enough of that kind of absentee government. They decided to reinvent government by voting you out of office. Government for the people is back in fashion, Al. The new family and medical leave law is just a down payment, Al. There's more to come. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. After the Zoe Baird controversy, there's much more focus on illegal aliens working in America. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, after the outcry over Zoe Baird, a face-off listener to station WGMS-FM in Washington, D.C., wants to ease the plight of illegal aliens who are working here and being exploited. Not much chance of help, Al. True, they come to the United States to find jobs and a better life, but millions around the world are patiently standing in line in their own countries to get here the right way, legally. We can't reward the lawbreakers and punish those who play by the rules. If we legalize illegal aliens, even more will come here illegally. A 1990 law expanded legal immigration by 40%. That means many more opportunities for workers in other countries to come here legally. The lesson's clear, Al. If you're a foreign worker, come here legally. Don't try to beat the system.
'Tis good counsel, Ted. I'm pleased to see that old bleeding heart of yours didn't pop out of your shirt. This gentle listener may believe that illegal aliens are allowed to work in the U.S. Fact is, they are not allowed to even be here, period. The listener happens to reside in Tacoma Park, Maryland, the only town in the U.S. where illegal aliens are actually allowed to vote. Now, if Tacoma Park wants to devalue precious U.S. citizenship and let illegal aliens use taxpayer resources, that's sure their business. But U.S. policy is darn clear here. Our legal front door is open, but if you try sneaking in through the illegal back door, you will not be welcome. My good advice for illegal aliens working in the U.S. is that instead of entering by breaking our nation's laws, they should get their U.S. citizenship the old-fashioned way, earn it legally. Many thousands manage to do just that every year. They are the ones to admire and assist. Ted Kennedy and I would like to face off on a topic that intrigues you. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. More and more, the federal regulators seem to think that all private property is somehow theirs for the taking. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution says that no private property can be taken for public use without just compensation. But some federal regulators, specifically those at the EPA, have found they can get away with doing exactly that. Ted, last year the Senate passed a good Republican bill to put the right of property ahead of the power of bureaucrats. Only left-wing radicals like you voted against it. The Constitution should be preserved and protected. Oh, unless we're talking about guns and private property rights, eh, pal? Ted, the deep desire for freedom and resisting of oppression is ingrained in the nature of every person. Just look at Eastern Europe. One of the greatest mysteries of the present world is how you liberals just can't fathom this. Democrats giving government back to the people. What a chuckle.
Cut it out, Al. Even the Reagan-Bush Supreme Court refused to swallow that right-wing argument. In a landmark South Carolina case last June, the court basically reaffirmed the law on compensation when property is taken by the government. Eminent domain is the obvious example. If government condemns your property to build a road, you're entitled to compensation for its value. The court made clear that some types of regulation can reduce the value of property so severely that for all practical purposes, your land is being taken by the government, even though you keep the title. But that's a far cry from what you right-wingers wanted, Al, which was to make taxpayers pay compensation every time a regulator sneezes or zoning laws are changed. Look at it this way, Al. When civil rights laws are passed, government shouldn't have to compensate bigots who lose their right to discriminate. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.